This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Consignment Heroes, heard Sunday afternoons at 1 on Zoomer Radio. How to sell your stuff. How to get rid of stuff. Paul Kenny and his son Bogart from Storage Wars Canada are about to unlock the secrets to stuff on Zoomer Radio. What sort of value do they put on your stuff? That depends on how well you sell it, as we begin taking your calls on Consignment Heroes, the one-hour phone-in show all about stuff.
Good morning and welcome to Consignment Heroes. We're here live down here at the Zoomerplex taking your phone calls all about stuff. Your stuff, our stuff, everywhere, stuff. We're the Consignment Heroes. I'm here. I am Bogart Kenny. I'm here with my dad, Kenny, and we have a special guest in studio today we'll reveal later. This show is about everything you could have possibly imagined when it comes to antiques, any family heirlooms, things have been sitting in your house for an extended period of time or just has arrived last weekend. It can have value. We're talking about radios, old TVs, old clothes, military clocks, coins, watches, gold, silver, furniture, sports stuff, sports memorabilia. These are the things that are in your basement. They're in your attic. They're in your living room. They're everywhere. They're what you're looking at right now. It has a lot of value and you're about to call in and see what it is worth. If you do want to call in right now, we are taking your phone calls live. It's all about stuff. It is 416-360-0740. Again, get a pen, get a paper, make sure they both work. Write these down. If you want to call in now, if you want to call in 5 minutes from now, you want to call in half an hour from now, we are an hour-long show, and you can call in at any time. Again, that's 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740.
You didn't mention Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I was going to let you do that.
Happy Thanksgiving. So people are making turkeys right now. We actually have a lot to be happy
about. No, you had to make turkeys 3 hours ago. Four turkeys for, you know, tonight.
Oh, okay.
It takes a lot of time.
So that means people have already got them in the oven. Yeah. So they actually can call us. I'm just thinking of like your mom is sitting right now. She would not call us because she's busy making vegetables and turkey and all the other stuff.
Yeah, but she's going to use a platter that can be from the 60s that could possibly have value.
1860s
so before or 1960s. You use that, whatever, before you use that, find out if it has value.
I'm going to say that I want, your mom used to collect a pattern called Indian Tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very old pattern.
I used it.
Yes. So one day I get her a platter that is literally the largest Indian tree platter ever found. Mm-hmm. And it was literally 170 years old. It got into the house. She put it against the wall. It fell over and she broke it immediately.
How did it last 170 years if all you did is put it on the wall and it broke?
No, she didn't put it on the wall. She just left it slide so that it slid off and it fell over. It was so heavy.
So you're telling me a wife of however long, I don't even know how long it is anymore, however long it was that you've been in the industry of China and stuff.
I gave it to her as this present because she liked Indian tree.
But both of you do this thing for like years and you think that once you finally get this, it's a good idea to break
it. It's only a thing to her.
It's only a thing that was.
Okay. But we have a great show today. We have a great, happy Thanksgiving. We have a great show today. We have a special guest in to answer other questions that we don't know about today. And we're going to be talking about the price of gold, price of silver. And you know that I'm going to actually start with this. You know that I think it's Gene Stevens has a show later on this afternoon where he's going to be talking about James Bond. Not talking about, he's going to be playing James Bond music. Well, okay. Right away, you know that the collector in me goes right away. I wonder what the most expensive James Bond items are. And I go in there and
it would have been from Pierce Brosnan, no?
Anything no. This is, we're talking Sean Connery, the real James Bond.
Oh, okay.
And I know a lot of people are going to agree with me. James Bond ended when Sean Connery left. But James Bond and Dr. No, a poster, is selling for $35,000 for one movie poster. So people have these. Someone bought this. Even a Goldfinger, one of my favorites, from 1964, which is not that old, is selling for $30,000. A movie poster with pinholes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're not impressed.
Well, whatever.
I think $30,000. But that's, Again, we're going back to, this is a show that's on Sunday. I always listen to it. Then you got, I think, the Immortals after that. And then we have, there's two or three shows that I always get educated. Mm-hmm. And then it's followed up by, on Monday nights is Robbie. Robbie remembers. And he's got from 1960 to 1980s music. So I'm just saying, people, I listen to this station as well. And I get I like the stories behind the music.
So you have the whole Zoomer Rolodex.
Yeah, but no, but I'm just saying. But the reason I'm saying this, because people can watch us live. You can go to the Zoomer site, and two things will happen. You can either watch us live and see everyone who's in the studio right now. You can also, if you miss the show, or you say, you've got a neighbor and says, you know what, they talked about this. You went to a neighbor's house, and they've got something on the wall, and says, you know, Paul and Bogart were talking about this week, about that. And I can't remember exactly what they said about, but you can go to our podcast and get back issues of our show, and you can get right on, I think it starts Wednesday. You can go today and get back issues, but today's show won't be there till Wednesday.
Or you can tune in live. Because I know that when we started out, it was a certain time. We started, I think it was 1 till 2,
yeah,
like a year ago or 2 years ago, and now it's been changed, so we're from 11 till 12. Every Sunday. So it's like we're a holiday today, but we are live, right? Like even if you're listening to this as a recording, we're live on Sunday. So if you're listening on Wednesday, we're live on Sunday.
You're confusing me.
I'm confused too.
Are you going to give the radio? You have to give the tip. If people are calling in, do you know what's kind of important?
They might need the number.
They might.
Okay, so everyone that got a pen and paper and the pen didn't work or the paper didn't work, We'll give it to you again. So the number to reach us right now, we are live down here at the Zoomerplex taking your phone calls all about stuff. This is Consignment Heroes, about your family heirlooms or things that have been sitting in your house or things you just bought last Sunday at a garage sale. This is that show. So if you want to call in now, the number to reach us is 416-360-0740. Again, we're talking about anything. We're talking about furniture, toys, sports memorabilia, lamps, military stuff, clocks, coins, watches, old TVs. And this is just in time for Christmas. So if you're going to buy people gifts, or you want to get rid of some stuff, this is a perfect time. Well, I know a little early for Christmas, but anyways, get ahead of the game. If you want to call us, it is 416-360-0740. Again, the toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740.
So, guess who's in the studio with us today?
Who's in the studio? Well, I'm here.
You're here. You want to know. That was for the folks out there who are listening to us.
I closed my eyes the whole time I was here, I promise.
Okay, we have Rick Tobacco here, who should be out doing an open house, but I guess this is a holiday even for
you. It's a holiday, so yeah, we probably wouldn't be a good idea to schedule it for today, because most people are out there, as you said, making turkey. So it's a real pleasure to be here. I want to wish everyone happy Thanksgiving weekend as well. And I do want to remind everyone, as you know, Paul, we do have a listed property that we're taking offers in on Wednesday. We've had a great turnout, but there's still time if people are interested in giving me a call. It's this beautiful property that we have in Guildwood. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-bedroom, 3-level backsplit with a beautifully manicured property. It's a bit of a fixer-upper, great for first-time buyers or perhaps even downsizers who have a really big home and maybe want to downsize to a slightly smaller one. It's for first-time buyer, renovators, or investors. I think we're at a price point, because as we all know, the price
is it under
Toronto,
a million?
It's under a million.
If it's under a million in Toronto, it's going to go.
It's a bargain. It's a bargain, because we're hearing how detached homes are all north of $1 million.
Well,
semi-detached? It's not a semi-detached. It's not a townhouse. It's not a condominium, which nowadays even condominiums are getting close to $1 million. Mm-hmm. Depends on where they are. But definitely something that people should consider. They should give us a call. But they should give us a call for all their real estate needs. Give me a call anytime for take advantage of the free consultation. Because as a realtor, one of the special things that we do, and as you know, Paul, working with you, when we go in to assess the value of a property, we don't just assess the value of the property itself, but we discuss the contents of the house.
Yeah.
And we're there to help guide them through that process as well, like what to do with the stuff. Mm-hmm. And we all know that, the three rules of real estate when it comes to selling is declutter, declutter, declutter. So in many cases, there is money that can be made there that people would normally be selling or throwing out
Yeah.
And as you always say, the garbage man doesn't write you a check for the stuff. So people are overwhelmed, especially seniors. They haven't sold or bought a property in 40, 50 years, and they've collected stuff over the years. They don't know what the stuff is worth, and that's where a professional like you goes in. And we work in unison in trying to sell their property, but at the same time, helping them navigate through unloading their stuff that they have, as you guys call it, either by virtue of moving it for them, or we sell it for them and get them top dollar for it, or we'll decide what should go in the garbage.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to make this important distinction. People are thinking about doing this. They should call us first. I don't know how many times I get to a house and, oh, they clean it up, or what they think is cleaning up, and they're throwing out the good stuff.
Right.
Okay. I go back to this. I once bought a dumpster for $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
This was the stuff they were throwing out. It was in the dumpster already. Not that they were thinking about throwing it out. They had actually already thrown it out.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I bought it. So this is where we want to get there before. When you're thinking about doing, you haven't picked your real estate agent or anything like that, you just know that it's time, okay?
Right.
Sometimes
right.
that happens when the first snowflake falls on the ground and you're looking forward to another season of shoveling snow. You say, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, well, who's looking forward to shoveling snow?
No, I was being facetious.
For who?
Yes, right. Okay, no one looks forward to shoveling snow. But my point is that you make the decision. And it's amazing how long the last house, from the day you decide until we can have everything done within 2 weeks.
Correct.
We can empty a house and make it look perfect in 2 weeks. And people say, well, I don't want to move for 3 months. Well, no, we get it ready for sale. We sell it. And then you pick the day of the closing date.
Correct.
It's still your property.
Right.
We work for you. Right?
Yep.
And it's whatever you need. If someone wants to buy it sooner, they give you an extra $10,000. You take a vacation to Mexico, and that's or Jamaica or someplace
wherever
like
they want to go.
Wherever
Absolutely.
They want to go,
yeah.
And you leave the house early.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, and we also take the stress out of it. I can't overemphasize that once you've made the decision, we're not there to force you. But once you've made the decision, we try and keep you on the path. We try and move out your stuff. We try and sell that. We will sell your house, and a lot of people, they just say, I can't do this as fast. And it's like quitting smoking. There's the 10 seconds before you quit smoking. You quit smoking, and after that, you've quit smoking.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And let us take the stress out of it. Let us help you declutter and sell your house. Okay?
Well, as you're saying, the last client we helped, I think, coined the phrase, he wanted it to be hands-free.
Yeah.
He wanted just to sort of go in, discuss what we need to do, and as far as I know, hasn't even showed up at the house. We've taken care of everything. Right?
Yes, that's what we do.
Yes.
Okay, and I got to say that also, you're a seniors expert. If
Absolutely.
Something is done with probate or wills
mm-hmm.
or anything like this, we can walk. We're not dummies.
We
can help solve the problems. There's the problems of selling the house, and there's also the problems if you want to buy another place.
Right.
We will put you in another place for that.
Right, right.
Okay. So, and the downsizing, the picking the next house, even if it's a rental.
Even if it's a rental, because sometimes not everybody wants to buy another home. They just want to keep the money in the bank and decide what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, they still have to find a place to live, and we'll find them a suitable rental. We'll find them a place wherever they want to go. We will find it and negotiate the best possible price for them at that end as well.
Good.
And make sure they're happy, and we'll move what needs to be moved to their new location.
This is what we do. Now, Bogart, you're looking tired already to having all this work ready. But I also have to talk about, there's a couple of things. I said we have a lot to talk about today. But we're going to be, Bogart and I and Rick are going to be at the Zoomer show. I'm going to click on here for a Zoomer show.
You didn't have it ready.
I did have it ready. Nice. I was in the blogging section.
Uh-huh.
Okay. No, on October 26th and 27th, which is the end of this month, and at the Enercare Center, and I've been to this show. Rick, have you been to the show?
Not this one here.
Okay. The Zoomer show is everything. They've got guests. It's gone Saturday and Sunday, starting, I think, at 10 o'clock in the morning and 11 o'clock. Now, also, I forgot to tell you, not forgot, but I haven't gotten to it yet. We're going to be doing our show, we think, live from the Enercare Center. Okay, we're going to be on radio. You'll be able to bring up stuff if you want to get appraised. We will be appraising at that show. We're going to be buying gold and silver because it doesn't unless you have a whole lot of it. We'll be buying coins because some people can't get up to our shop. And if you're coming down there, bring it down. You don't have to sell it to us, okay? But we will be giving you prices on your gold, silver, and coins and other little things. I don't want anyone bringing a piano in to get appraised. Okay.
Well, if you can get a piano in the Medicare Center, good on you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, there's steps there. Okay, but I'm just saying we're going to be there for the 2 days, and we're going to be doing the show there. Rick will be there answering your real estate needs. We'll be there giving you appraisals and just having some fun. And but I want – this show is a good show. We also will have free tickets. If you call our shop, we're going to have a couple of free tickets. We're going to be giving away silver.
Don't skim over that. I heard free tickets.
Yes.
Wait, what?
I have them in my pocket.
No, I understand that, but what do we have to do to get free tickets?
You have to call me at my shop, which is our shop store number is 905.
Oh, I know the rest. Oh, 905-737-4653.
Yeah.
But hold on, is that only for people that call in, or can they come in and, like, you know, is there a lottery? Like, how does it work?
No, I only have a certain amount of free tickets here. I'm not
sure. Okay, so you call the store and you say what?
That you heard about it on this show.
Okay, so that's all you have to do. Basically, during the week, from Monday to Friday, so I don't know what time you get in the store, but expect like a lot of phone calls at 9 in the morning.
No.
Or whatever time you're open at. You're talking about the radio show that you heard on Sunday.
Yes.
Simon Heroes.
I don't have that many. I've got like 8 pairs here.
That's a lot. I don't know what you're talking about. 8 pairs is a lot. Anyways.
That's more of your friends.
If you do want, we're not giving them to our friends.
Oh, okay.
If you want to go to the Zoomer show at the Enercare Center, what is it, the 26th and 27th?
Yep, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, Saturday and Sunday, we are giving away free tickets.
But you don't think the cool thing is that we're going to be doing the show from the Enercare Center?
No, that's cool. But the people that are going there for free aren't going to care.
They'll care because
they're gonna see us there, or they're gonna listen to the radio either way.
Like there's things on. It's brought. Carp is going to be there. There's going to be a big section on cannabis.
Okay.
So you'll be at get there early. If they're giving away free samples, I don't know if they are. They probably are not.
What is wrong?
No, can't give away free. But there's food sampling. There's stuff on health and wellness, home and fashion, travel, Zen and treatment, financial. And I think it's brought to you by Chip Reverse Mortgages. I saw something on that. But there's also Wendell Clark's going to be there. And there's going to be discussions. They've got a stage. I've been there. There's lots of stuff going on. Okay. There's lots of stuff. In fact, you got to plan your day.
Okay.
Okay. Well, and you can come both days.
Okay. Well, plan your day after the break. If you do want to call in right now, we are taking phone calls all about stuff. We are the Consignment Heroes. We are live right now down here at the Zoomerplex. If you do want to contact us right now, it is 416-360-0740. When we're shooting live down in a couple weeks, do we have the same number? People are going to call in the same number? Is that how it's going to
work? Yes, I don't know.
Okay.
You're asking me a technical question.
Yeah, I am. You seem to have all the answers. But if you do want to call in now, the number again is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And more calls after the break. Welcome back to Consignment Heroes. We're here live down here at the Zoomerplex taking your phone calls all about stuff. Your stuff, our stuff, everywhere stuff. Wherever you can find something, it probably has a value. Is that a garage sale? If it's in your house, if it's in somebody else's house. I'm not saying go to your neighbor's house and take it and sell it, but tell them, be like, hey, get that appraised. Get that a value, because sometimes people sell things for a value that they shouldn't be selling it for, because they're losing a lot of money on it. Like it's like some people, I don't have 40 years knowledge of antiques, but somebody comes up to me and says, hey, what do you think this is worth? If I don't have an expert knowledge on it, I'm going to say, hey, get that checked out. Like, bring that to a jeweler. Bring that to, you know, a guy that's going to give you an honest price. Give it to somebody that knows something. Hey, those Consignment Hero guys, those guys know what they're talking about. They'll get you top dollar. So that is what our show is about. We talk about your stuff. We talk about our stuff. We talk about how to get rid of it, or how to downsize, or how to get... We do one-stop shop. It's not only stuff. We do houses. We do real estate. We have special connections. We have Rick in studio that is always here to take questions about your house. If you want to sell it, if you want to buy another house, he's the guy. But right now, we're also talking about stuff. So we're talking about furniture, radios, old TVs, clothes, military stuff, coins, a lot of coins, gold, silver. people come in with buckets of coins. Like,
yes.
Buckets. They're like, hey, there's probably some value in there. Well, yeah.
Well, the lady brought in 7-8 boxes of silver plate, and she walked out with 7,000 cash because most of it was sterling.
Well, that's the thing. People don't even know that it's sterling.
No, a friend of mine, they were going to give a bunch of stuff. I believe in donating. Habitat to Humanity, St. Vincent de Paul, Sally Ann. I believe in donating. But you want to make sure they get the real price. Someone's going to donate some stuff, and there was $2,800 in gold and silver in this one lot that she was going to give away.
So hold on. They came by you and like, hey.
No, this is a friend. This is another person because they sold it to me.
Okay.
But she was going to give it away, and they would have just maybe given it away and just thrown it, okay? This is my point. I got a second. Okay, I know we had the boards full, but a guy came in this week, and I'm going to talk after we take a couple of calls. I'm going to talk about second appraisals. Go and take a call.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I'm too worked up. I don't want to.
I was going to say, like, I'm so happy that we are holding off on that rant. But if you do want to call in, if our phone lines are busy, just try to get through again a few minutes later or after we get through a few calls. If you want to reach us right now, it is 416-360-0740. Let's get to the board. We're going to go to David in Richmond Hill. Hey, David.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Consignment Heroes.
Thank you.
What do you got for us today?
I have from my dad a lucite block from the 60s. I'm not sure if it was for the Olympics or if it was for the World Fair or whatever it was. And inside it has a silver dollar and a silver 50-cent piece and
1960. Do they have animals on them?
I have no idea.
No, when you look inside the lucite, it's clear. What are the pictures of what's on the dollar? Is it got a like a goose?
I don't know.
You can't remember. Okay. Yes, they gave these away. What we named
no,
mainly.
He bought it for a couple $100 or some crazy
thing. Ooh, then he should have got a second opinion before he bought this puppy.
It could be a double dollar sign, no?
No, I know what these are. They did them from 1964 to 1967. They'd put the coins in lucite, and you've got around $27 worth of silver in there. What we do with them, once in a while they'll have a pen, their pen sets or stuff like that, or they're giant paperweights. They're worth about $27. If we get them, we freeze them, and then we hit them with a hammer, and that cracks them open. And we get the coins out. The coins are generally destroyed because they have the lucite on them. But or you can keep on looking at it, but it's not worth $200 in anybody's money. This is when 1967, this is when the Royal Canadian Mint and all the government agencies were telling you stuff. This is 100 years, Canada's 100 years, and we're going to sell you a lot of vastly inflated stuff at really high prices. And you're going to buy it because you're going to feel it's patriotic, okay? Or souvenirs. Or you bought them for someone, you're going to someone's house and you want to buy them a present, okay? But most of those sold for around $38, $39 at the time. And today they're worth around $27, mainly because of the price of silver.
Okay, well, I guess he didn't pay $200.
I hope not.
For it. I was a child. Okay, I guess he bought it maybe at the bank or something like that.
Yeah, but the bank is not immune to making money. They'll charge you as much as they can get away with as well.
I love banks. They give me money.
Okay.
They give you your own money.
Yeah, wait a minute. They don't give you money. They just give your money back.
No, I love the shares of the bank.
Okay, yes. Well, you contributed to their profit levels. So somebody did at that time. They don't need your donations, that's for sure. I do not donate to people who have more money than I do, and all banks have more money than I do, okay? But your item's worth about that much money. You can bring it into our store, or just keep it as a general reminder, because I bet you when you look at it, you smile a bit, or you're going to frown, one or the other right now, okay?
No, I think I'll just give it to one of the grandkids.
Yes, and tell them the story. Yeah. The story you just told us. Tell them, and they'll be wiser.
Well, this is a good time for Thanksgiving gifts. Here's some Olympic coins.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We're going to go to Bruce in Etobicoke. Hey, Bruce.
Oh, hi, Paul and Bogart. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
You too.
Yeah, I have two things I wanted to ask you about. Right now, currently on eBay, there's a Bobby Orr PSA 5.
Yeah.
What would the cutoff be? You know about these things, Paul.
Yeah, it's worth about 5,000, I think, in that area. I think that you can wait. I would wait for a 6 or a 7. That's just me. If you're going to invest in these things, it'll keep on moving up. Bobby Orr is just, it's like Mickey Mantle, a Mickey Mantle card. Just so I keep on talking, 2.88 million US. That's around 3.5 Canadian.
Right.
Okay. $2.88 million for right. one card. And I know there are people with these in their basements right now or in their collections, or their grandfather collected about it, or they might be in a shoebox. They're probably going to be in a shoebox. Now, at $2.88 million for one card is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have a house. It's not going to be, mightn't be worth that much. You want to know a funny thing about it? During Mantle's, I know we're going away from your story about the Bobby Orr. During Mantle's career, he only made $1.1 million. So one of his baseball cards is worth $2.88 million. That's more money than he made for playing with the Yankees from 1951 to 1969. Complete.
That's not a fair appraisal. I'm just saying. Because money was worth a lot more different back then.
Right. Okay, so you're
missing my point. Okay, go ahead, Bruce. How can I help you?
Okay, so you'd cut off the Bobby Orr at $5,000 for a PSA 5.
Yeah, you know something, they will show up because they made a bunch of them, getting them in the nice shape. There's a lot of them out there. It's getting the ones in the nice condition. I keep on going, condition, condition, condition.
Right.
And I keep on mentioning this because that's what people are willing to pay for. Like that Mantle, so there's some Mantles that are worth $10,000 or $5,000, but the $1.2.8 million is a 9. It's been graded, okay?
Right.
That's what we do. We have someone's going to be, we might have someone in the next couple of weeks, we might be filming it, who has a Mantle, and we're going to be going down and getting it graded and be filming that and bringing it back here for sale.
Okay.
Okay? But I want to say something about these Mantles, and I'll just say about people, because we talk about stuff in people's basements and stuff like that. These cards were distributed in Canada. And like 300 cases were thrown away into the ocean. But most of these Mantles are found here in Canada.
Mm.
We are very lucky in this regard that these cards are here and they would be in a shoebox. I mean, I've bought, I don't know how many over the years, how many shoeboxes full of cards that'll have this Mantle in there. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of money for a card. That could change a couple weeks of your life, $2.8 million.
Sure could.
Okay.
And I have one more question,
yep.
Paul. Back in the, I think, the late 50s or the early 60s, I'm guessing on this, there was a yellow bubble gum machine. It said, it was Jawbreakers. It said Bozo
yep.
bubble gum on it, and it said Opeachy on the side.
Yep.
It's yellow with the glass, with the plastic glass face or whatever.
Yep.
And I saw one vendor at the show. He wanted well over $200 for his. Now, I found one in Barrie for $60. Is that a good price?
You know something? If it makes you smile, you're going to spend more than $50 going up there to get gas and gas to go to get it. But like I say, if it makes you smile, this I don't mind. Sometimes you're buying things for two reasons. Some people are buying for investment, like your Orr card, or sometimes you're just buying it because you really it reminds you of your childhood. And you get to buy back your childhood at slightly inflated prices.
Yes.
And if it makes you smile 10 times the next year, is $60 worth that?
Sure.
You'll spend that on a meal. So
are they a hot item?
No. But I'm just talking about you smiling.
Right.
Okay. So I'm talking about these. And your Orr right now, let's see. I'm looking right now. PSA 5, PSA 6 is 11,000. 5,000, 6,000. If you get down to five, here's one at 7,000. Okay, I got to go. The boards are full. Thanks, Bruce. You have a happy holiday. What is it? Oh, yes, Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy. Wow, you forgot the holiday. That's nice.
I'm sorry. That's why I have you around. Remind me of stuff. Remind me what I'm thanking Thanksgiving for. Okay, go ahead.
Thanks for the call. We're going to go to Pat in Halton Hills. Hey, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to Simon Heroes.
Okay, thank you. What I have is two things. I have a whole set of 24-lid Crystal de France.
Okay.
That I would like to get rid of. And the other thing is I have a complete and total windsurfing outfit, like with the boards, the sails, the whole nine yards.
They would sell, but your season, your timing might be off here. I'll believe you'll get more for this in the spring than you'll get now. I think they're about $800-$900. It depends on what you paid. $800-$900, probably sell down in the States, but your shipping's going to be a problem. And this is part of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your crystal sets, use them. Crystal glass sets, unless it's some of the top, I mean, even Waterford, which is great crystal, or Val Saint Lambert, or St. Louis, or Baccarat, is not even going for the money it used to go for. We can still sell it, but the people collecting, there's more collections coming onto the market than there are buyers coming on. And the young kids have to be educated. Like I keep on saying, I mean, when it comes to china and glass, I got 200 sets of china in my basement because I used to supply replacements in the United States. And my kids all bought them at big box stores. The china I was giving them was free. And they say, no, Dad, we want something that looks good. And they don't want the 1960s. They want the 2019 stuff. And this is your problem with some of the china. And a lot of it's got silver and gold trim. We can still sell it. We take it on consignment. We still sell it. But you don't get the money you used to get.
Well, okay. No, I know. Right now, like the one glass is about $10.
Yeah. If you're buying it retail.
Yeah.
I know. But it's like when it goes to auction, I'm just saying that we have a hard time getting. If you have a full suite of it, we can put it online. But we call that the never, never plan. It'll sell someday, and hopefully while we're still alive. But it doesn't sell very fast. And part of the problem is the shipping of it. Say it's a $200 set. It might cost $60 to ship it.
Right.
Okay.
Now, I have one more item here, yep. Which is a Walt Disney TV tray, metal tray. It's kind of seen better days, but it's still, you know, a very old, I would say probably 1950s, maybe.
If it is Walt Disney, is it is like Annette Funicello, or is it one of the beach ones, or is it the Disney figures?
Mickey Mouse. It's got Mickey Mouse Club. It says your TV tray.
Yeah.
It's got all the
condition. If they're in mint condition, people are willing to pay the money. If the stuff has got no chips, like I've got a Popeye rowboat 1958 in my store, it's worth about $2,500. The reason it's worth $2,500 is because it's mint. It was never out of the box.
Right.
Okay. And people are willing to pay for that. There are people out there who just want to recapture their childhood and they have a lot of money now and they don't mind spending it. Like the guy who's buying the Mickey Mantle card for $2.88 million.
Right.
You know, they have lots of money. They just want to buy something that makes them smile. Okay.
Right.
I can't overemphasize this point here. Okay. But before, are we going to break again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I want to just take a story about a second opinion. Thank you very much for the call. So
thank you.
Thank you very much. I talked to these people about getting second opinions. So a guy this week, I got to run through this because to me, it seems like common sense. When I ask you to get two opinions, you get one opinion. Now this guy got the opinion, then sold his stuff, and then came over to my store to get the second opinion, which I would have paid him $600 more for. So what happens here is I got to lay this out, and it seems like common sense. When you're getting second opinion, get one opinion, get the other opinion, compare the two, take the higher amount, and then sell. Okay, this actually happened this week that someone came in and said that, okay, which was almost crazy.
I've had the same thing happen to me where people have sold their homes, and then they'll call me, what do you think I should have gotten for my house, right? So, well, you should have called me before. So, yeah. And then they're always shocked to find out they could have gotten more.
Oh, yes. Right? It's like someone who sells their house in 2 hours.
Yeah.
They think that is a badge of courage. I says, if you sold your house in 2 hours, 99-1, you got too little for it.
Absolutely.
You have to get multiple bids. That's what we're having here.
That's
you might
what we're
be
trying
wanting to
do.
Get...
Yep.
And like, if someone's going to buy it in 2 hours, they're going to be there a week from then.
Mm-hmm.
They're not moving in right away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they're going to stick around and keep their bid there. And maybe someone pays you more money.
Right.
Which is kind of what we're trying to do, is
exactly.
Get the most money for everybody.
Right.
Okay. The more, and it's greed on our part,
mm-hmm.
because the more money they get, the more money we get.
Absolutely.
So this works like it happens. Okay.
So basically, if you are getting, if you want to sell something, let's just boil down. If you want to sell something, don't sell it before you're planning to get another opinion. It just doesn't make sense. It could be anything. It can be something worth $5, $10, $1 million. You know, it goes from gold and silver to something you want to, if you want to buy a house or you want to sell a house.
Yes.
And so many people are like, oh, well, I saw such a good deal. Well, did the guy that, you know, just that wanted, like the homeowner was trying to sell it to you because he wanted to get rid of it or whatever the case was, but was it actually a good deal? Look at the market value. Look at what's going on. Reference it to other things. Talk to different people.
Yeah.
Right? Don't just do the first thing that comes to you because it's just convenient. The next person that's going to sell it to you or buy can make it just as convenient.
Yeah. Well, no, if it's $5 item and someone offers you $3, you're not going to travel 20 miles to get this, okay?
No, but it could be. No. I disagree with that because I think it could be a learning experience. Somebody can be like, okay, well, you know what? I think I can get $10, whatever, like 10 kilometers away.
Yeah.
Sure. But it's going to show yourself that you can get something for more money if you go to that extra step to get it. So yeah, at the end of the day, you might have got a deficit because you spent more time looking for it. But at the same time, like you know that that's part of the industry.
We're only 25 feet south of
your
neighbor.
Competitor. Yeah,
I have a competitor right there, and we offer more money, but they got to come into us and see it. I see people. There was a guy this week, and he had two big bags. He was struggling to lift them into the store, and he was in our parking lot. And would not come over for a second opinion.
Well, he didn't have to carry it in. He could have just said, hey, like, I have this, I have that. What are you willing to pay me?
I even talked to him. I said, why aren't you getting a second opinion? Well, that person seemed nice and they seemed so convincing. It's convincing is if someone offers you $8,000 and someone offers you $7,000, you should take the $8,000.
Well, okay, but for me, like just an easy example, just my personal experience, okay?
Okay.
I know, like, when I was moving into my house, I knew nothing about mortgages. Nothing. Like, I'm like, okay, well, like, when they're talking about percentages and stuff, I'm like, well, okay, was that a percentage? Is that interest on my full amount that I'm getting? Or is that my monthly interest? Like, I have no idea.
Okay.
So, me, just a person being naive and not really understand the industry, I was like, okay, well, what should I get? I think it's the best idea to get a low interest rate. Okay, so I talked to a couple people like, yeah, the lower interest rate you get, the better. So I go to different banks. I'm like, okay, what can you offer me? What can you offer me? You're talking about a 30-year term of payments. Why would you not invest a little bit of time? So we're talking about any type of a house or a mortgage. Why wouldn't you just invest a little bit of time? So I spent maybe a month going around to different banks and saying, okay, well, you know what? This guy is willing to offer me this. Like, can you beat that?
Yeah.
Do you know how hard those banks fought for my business? Because they were real. It's not that first bank that you go to, they're going to take advantage of you. They're going to try to be like, okay, well, this guy knows nothing, so I'm going to give him a high interest rate. It's the same thing, whatever you're going to sell. The person is like, okay, this person doesn't know about gold, so I'm going to be like, okay, you know, I'm going to give you a really low rate because then I can maximize my money. It's the same thing with mortgages. If you go in there like, okay, you know, and they're going to give you a high interest rate because they're going to make more commission.
Yeah.
So the whole point is, like, why we personally deal with Rick is because Rick will give you the best price. He's not trying to be like, okay, this take advantage of people that don't know what they're doing. He's like, you know what? He's in it for his set amount. We're in it for our set amount. Yeah. But at the same time, we want you to make the most money because we work on volumes.
Yeah.
We work on how much more business that we get, but we want everyone to make a lot of money. That's the way we conduct our business. So I guess my rant was, make sure you're getting multiple opinions, not just two opinions. Make sure you're getting the best deal.
That was eloquently put.
Yeah, right?
I'm surprised at you.
Make sure you get the best deal. Don't do it just because it's convenient at the time. A month later can be a lot more convenient because you can get a lot more money.
Yeah.
Like, what's a month of your time? Say you got $50,000 more for your house or you're saving $50,000 on your mortgage. What's a month at that point? That's good.
30 days.
31 in some months. I went right over my time. Okay, if you do want to call in, our board's all full, but if it is busy, keep on calling. The number to reach us right now is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. More of your calls when we come back. Welcome back to Consignment Heroes. We are here live down here at the Zoomplex taking phone calls all about stuff. This show has been about ranting. We have done rants here, there, everywhere are the rants. We've got a little bit derailed on stuff. But the show is Consignment Heroes. We are about stuff. So if we ever get off topic, just call in and remind us that we have to do stuff. We have a lot of calls to get to.
Take one.
Okay, one. Let's go to Tony in Whitby. Hey, Hello. Tony. Welcome to Consignment Heroes.
Yes, I'm a I want to know, I have anniversary clocks.
Anniversary clocks?
Yeah, I have 5 or 6 anniversary clocks made in Germany. And I think they were made in the 60s, the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, just, they're, because of the kids today, their clock is their phone.
Yeah, but okay, so does that mean the values drop for the clocks?
Yeah, clocks. I was watching the Antique Roadshow the other day, and they were talking about this. A lot of stuff went from, and they appraised it in 2007, and they appraised it in today's prices, and something that would be worth $4,000 back then, especially in clocks and stuff like that, are worth less now. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So this is where the anniversary clocks are, anything to do with clocks is harder to sell. We still sell them as decoration. Even grandfather clocks, anything like that, some people still want to have it. But if I'll bet you if I go into one of these condo buildings over here, I bet you one of every 10 of the condos will have a clock on the wall. Where it used to be, you remember growing up, we had a kitchen clock. It was there.
That was it.
You know, and you'd have the clock on the mantle that was on the fireplace, and yeah, you'd have a clock in the hallway. You'd have a clock upstairs. You know, and you have your alarm clock. But then there'd be 5 or 6 houses, 5 or 6 clocks in your house. Today,
so it's,
none.
It's supply.
Do you have a clock in your house?
Me? I have a small one.
Where?
Because I can't fit one bigger one.
Okay. So this is where the problem is. Some of them will still sell. The main thing with clocks, if something is a cross-collectible, and we've talked about this, whereas say it's Jurassic Park, and it's a Jurassic Park, and it's a clock. So the person who's collecting that, as a person who collects Jurassic Park, they don't necessarily collect clocks, but they're willing to buy it because it's part of what they collect. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is where it's what's happening. They still sell. They just sell for less. It's like we talk about Roald Daltons. They're not worthless. They are worth less than they were 25 years ago. We still buy all the Roald Daltons. We just buy them for less. And we sell them for less than we used to sell them.
That's because, such a nice way of putting it. It's like, you're not worthless. You're worth less.
Yeah, okay. So, but I'm talking about this because it's some people say, I'm going to call her the lady with no name because she said, don't mention her name on the radio. But so I had a person this week and they said, do you do this? I says, yes, we take care of everything in the house. Do you sell this? Can you sell this for me? I says, we do everything in the house. You don't do this, do you? Yes, we sell every dispose of it. When we're done, we're like a butcher. There's nothing left of the cow, okay? Everything's gone.
What?
What
about the bones?
No, even with a butcher, the bones are gone. The bones go to your dog. So my point is that when we're done, the house is completely clean, and if Rick does his job, which he's going to do, the house is gone, and all you are stuck with is a stack of cash.
Account. Not bad to be stuck with, though.
I know, but this is what I'm trying to say, that we take care of everything. We take part of the stress out of it, but we take care of everything. The only stuff you have to worry about is if you want to keep something for, like...
You know what? We should tell people, put them to the test. Like, test us. Yes. Tell us to do this. Get rid of your house. Get rid of your contents. Get rid of everything.
Yes.
Let's see if you can do it. If we can't, you know, no promises, no money back or anything.
The kids never, ever complain about getting cash.
Mention something as well. I've come across people sometimes that they've sold their house and they have a closing date and they're overwhelmed and they just start throwing things out because they're running out of time. They don't know what to do. And then they're sorry they threw it out because now they're in their new house and, oh, geez, we threw that out. So this is why it's important to take advantage of our organizing skills.
Yes.
We come in and we timeline it perfectly where we know what we have to do and when we have to do it by.
Yeah. No, that's it. Yeah. A lot of people, they'll throw something out, they'll sell something at auction for $4 and then have to go to a big box store and replace it for $90.
Well, most people don't
know. Made in China, $90. Sorry.
They don't know kind of what they're dealing with. Sometimes like, okay, well, 30 days should be enough time. No, it's not. We can do it. But I'm saying is the more time, the better. Like, you know, I'm going to sell my mouth.
About time. We're running out of time. And look at the board.
I'm just saying, you know, if you got 3 months, if you got a year, whatever, you have an idea that you want to sell.
Yeah.
just contact us for just some advice. Like, we're not even saying we have to sell it for you. It's like, listen, this is what we would do. We've been in this industry long enough. This is how you get rid of your stuff. Start doing this now. This is how you get rid of your house. Start doing this now. Do a little bit of research. We're not saying you have to do your deal with us. We're just saying, just listen to us a little bit, get a little bit of our input, and compare with somebody else. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to get your business there and then, because we're not trying to just rip you off.
We're not trying to get their business?
No, you are. But I'm saying you want to give everyone a fair opportunity. You want to always be like, you know, I'm not trying to convince you to do this. Just saying we're giving you the best price.
So if you've decided.
Take my number. After you talk to a few different people, you'll see we have the lowest percentage. We have the lowest cut for it. We just want to get the deal done and make everybody happy.
I'm not sending you on sales calls.
I'm not a good salesperson. I'll tell you what. Okay. We're going to go to Bill in Port Corburn.
Hello.
Bill, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I'll go quick because I got a couple of things here. Silver dollars pre-67.
1178. Is that quick enough answer for you?
Pardon me?
1178 per dollar.
Okay. Now, I got 21 of the 67 ones on my birthday.
Okay.
And my birthday's in March, so that's before they changed anything. Are they better be sold like as a set of 21?
No, it's just a silver. I don't care if you have 1,000 of them.
No,
but here's the point. They are 80% silver. All of the dollars and halves are 80% silver.
Right.
And I'm going to actually use this as a preamble to go into the price of gold and silver. But yeah, you can sell them all. Now, the only thing we would check on that is for your diving gooses, which is a rotated die.
Right.
Because some of them are worth $2,000, some are worth $1,178. Right. We want to know the difference.
Would Olympic coins in the case fall into that category as well?
Yep, they are 30.28 ounces, and you can sell those. We buy them as silver. There is no numismatic value to any of the Olympics except for one variation.
Well, the Olympics cost more because they're sterling.
No, but we still wait.
Yeah, but I'm saying that it's sterling. It's not sterling weight.
And Parker Penn sets, silver, that'd be the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. No, but they might get a little bit more, but most people do. Okay.
I guess the juicier of the items, I was a kid growing up in Vancouver in the 50s, lived out there then, and the local Legion had Rocket Richard, Elmer Locke, Fred Cyclone Taylor.
Ooh.
And I got all their autographs. Rocket, his card was, he was a sales rep for Dow Brewery back then.
Yeah.
So I have his autograph on the card as well as in a book. And not only that, at the same thing, there was... Chief Dan George,
yep,
and two of his brothers in the full regalia, and I got his signature. So that's more of a historical signature, I would guess.
But they signed a lot. Once you even Rocket, your Cyclone Taylor's a better autograph.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to get that slabbed, as we call it. You want to get it verified, I'm telling people they should be doing that right now because we have the people coming up, and you have to book in your stuff. You can't just show up the last day unless it's a Babe Ruth. I'm probably just telling you, wait till next time.
You should do
in advance. Rocket, because he was a good guy. Now, if you got him early, he had the beautiful autograph, nice and smooth. He knew what penmanship was.
Well, like I say, this was probably about 1958.
Yep. Now, that'd be good. He was still playing then.
Yep.
Then he had to have a day job. He had to have an off-season job.
Oh, yeah, I guess everybody did back then, you know.
Yeah, but...
And most of them were for the breweries. As I say, this is a Dow Brewery one, sales rep for Dow Breweries.
Yeah, it's worth about $100, depending on what it's on, if it's on a picture, a postcard, or whatever it's on. But the Rocket, because he was very nice with his autograph, he gave it out a lot. He was like Gordie Howe or John Belleville. But I have to go because I'm running, because I have to give the gold prices. But
alrighty.
Come into our store. We can get those verified for you. I got to do gold price before we take another call here.
Hold on. The store is at 10,341 Yonge Street, unit number 2, on Yonge Street, north of Major McKenzie.
We're south of the wall.
South of the wall.
Because I swear to someone came in, they go into the other shop, and they don't tell them that we're there. Where I'm always telling people to get a second opinion. Gold right now, and we're going to go into it. 10 karat gold is $22.11. per gram. 14 karat gold is $30.95 per gram, and 18 karat gold is $39.80. You can always call up our store and find out. Silver dollars right now, or 4/4 or whatever it is, or 10 dimes, is $11.78 per dollar, and silver is 58 cents a gram. Okay. Now, I want to say this because I tell people, when you have a page of paper, that pen and paper, when you're selling your gold, because I saw how one of the companies sells it. They'd say 8-carat lot. They don't tell you what the weight is, and they just give you a total of $400. You don't know if that's a good total or a bad total. Ask them, how did they get to that total? If they don't tell you, go out of the store. Run.
Okay. speaking of running the store, running out of time, let's go to Greg in King.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, can hear you.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Well, I have a really quick question.
Yep.
I know you're out. I have about 17 pounds of quarters and, well, actually other stuff too, but the quarters. I just want to know, all I want to know
yep.
is the new the value of any of the collectibles before you melt them.
Only years. Of condition.
20s to 60s.
20 to 60s. That's now, the one 1919 and before are going to be sterling. Yes, there are ones between 1920 and 1937 that are worth money. And 1947 and 48 are worth money if you're talking quarters. And beyond that, unless something's an error, it's going to be silver melt because a lot of people don't collect the quarters. Half dollars, the same thing. Now, if you've got that many pounds, you can figure it almost out. It's going to be about, they're going to be 80%. And normally we don't even, sometimes we don't even count them. We will just weigh them for you. And that's how we come up with the number. But if you've got, say, 17 pounds $500, you're going to have 500 times 1178.
That's not bad. That's a good payday.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I don't know what the total is on that. Okay. But, and if you can't read the date, then it's not collectible. Okay. And if it looks really worn, unless it's a key year like 27 in the quarters, they're not going to go for a lot of money.
And so, don't clean them.
Don't clean them.
Please, don't clean them. Don't try to be like, well, I can make this date come out. No, because that ruins a coin. It's just acid on the coin and that ruins it.
Yeah. Not clean your coins, okay? Please.
Unfortunately, we are running out of time, though. We're not able to get all the phone calls. So you're going to have to hold on till next week. So just, you know, tell your phone provider that you're going to be on the phone for about a week because we'll be waiting for next week when we show up again. We our store is at 10,341 Yonge Street, unit number 2. We are on Yonge Street, North Major Mackenzie.
Give the web address.
If you do want to call us, we are 905-737-4653. And you can also email us at sales@torontogoldsilver.com. And you can reach us there anytime throughout the week. Thanks for tuning in today. Thank you for Rick for being in the studio with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us on.
See you at the Zoomer Show, and we'll have special gifts for you.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.